Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Now, let's have a look at the Harness Racing, and Amanda Rando joins us now at 28 to 11. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you on this fine Friday morning?
Absolutely fantastic. We've had some wonderful harness racing over the last week, and we've got more coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We had the TAB Carnival of Cups at Coolamon yesterday, which was a great meeting, and then the Carnival of Cups rolls through to Bankstown tonight and then West Wyalong Sunday, and in between that we've got a couple of strong meetings tomorrow night, both at Menangle and Newcastle. And one driver that's going to feature heavily in the two Sydney main meetings is Blake Fitzpatrick, so I thought we'd have a chat to him this morning on The Pace.
Yeah, we're just waiting on Blake to pick up his phone here now. He's probably been getting the press ringing all over the world to say, what are your winners for tonight? That's what we want. Here he is now joining you, Amanda.
All right, Blakey, good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
You're one of our most successful drivers here in New South Wales, and you might not know this fact, but you're closing in on 1,900 wins as a driver. And tonight and tomorrow night, you've got a couple of key drives. But before I get into those drives, Blakey, you probably would have reached 1,900 winners sooner if it wasn't for you literally breaking your leg not that long ago.
Yeah, that's right. Amanda, unfortunately, probably around 5 weeks ago now, just kicked my horse at home, just very innocently, really. And, I thought at the time I was only badly bruised, and I continued on for another week or two working, and it just got worse. So I eventually went to the hospital where they x-rayed it, and they told me that I'd had a clean break of the fibula. So, yeah, unfortunately, that put me back a couple of weeks. But, we're back good again now and back in full swing.
Yeah, well, you've healed quite quickly, really. For the record, you are sitting on 1,897 wins. So you're just three wins off that 1,900. And tonight, you've got a few key drives at Bankstown. So let's take a look at those. We'll start with the Black Prince. He's in the Group 2 Truer Memorial. What do you make of his draw? He's drawn inside the second row tonight. Do you think it's a little bit tricky from there?
I think it's actually a draw that will suit him tonight, Amanda. He's drawn behind a quick beginner, and over the longer trip at Bankstown, he's going to get a nice soft run on the fence. So his run last week at Penrith in the Renshaw Cup wasn't as bad as it looked. He was in the early burn early, and the race was truly run after that, so he never really got a breather. I think tonight from the draw, he's a genuine top three chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you've got a couple of races after the Truer. You're also driving a horse called Majestic Major in the claiming race. And you had your first drive on that horse last week at Menangle, and you won on him. How do you rate his chances tonight?
He's a really good chance tonight, Amanda. He won well at Menangle on Tuesday, and Paul Russo does an excellent job with these claimers. This horse was a good horse some years ago, but he got back into winning form. I think he's won two of his last three. So, yeah, I think he's dropping in class tonight and should be very hard to beat.
So that's race 7, number 8, Majestic Major. You've got four drives tonight and a few in that you train yourself. What do you mark your best chance of the program at Bankstown?
Probably in the last race, a horse called Dios. He's been racing well. He's a consistent horse and strikes a winnable race tonight.
All right. Let's move on to tomorrow night at Tabcorp Park Menangle. You have a handful of drives there as well, and you're also driving in the feature race of the program, the Group 2 Carousel Final. You're driving a horse which is trained by your father, Paul Fitzpatrick, Lexus with a View, and he's drawn Barrier 1. Do you think that's a good draw for him in that feature race?
Yeah, absolutely, Amanda. It's the perfect draw, and he's second up from a break. His heat win last week at Penrith was really good. He was first up and he was pressured for most of the race, so he did a really good job to win. From the draw tomorrow night, I think it definitely brings him into the race. Sicario obviously looks the class runner of the field, and he's drawn well also, so he's going to be very hard to beat. But, yeah, from the draw, I think he's a good each-way chance.
Yeah, so you think there will be some improvement with Lexus with a View, having had that run under his belt at Penrith last week?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's been a horse that he's always raced at a fairly good level in his whole career. He's just been below the better ones. But From barrier one tomorrow night, second up, he's a definite chance.
Mm. Have you ever won the carousel before, Blake?
I have won it on a horse called Gold King some years ago, but he went on to be a terrific country cup horse, but probably 15 years ago now.
Wow, there you go. Yeah, it's a tough race to win, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a race normally won by only good horses. So you see it year after year, the winner of the carousel will go on to better things.
Mm. All right. Well, you've got a few outside drives on the night at Menangle tomorrow, but you also have a few on horses you train, including your mare, My Venice Beach, Blake, in race two. She's a fairly consistent type, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, Amanda. She's racing really well at the moment, and probably unlucky her last start not to have finished closer. Tomorrow night, it looks an even field. She's drawn well, and her work this week's been terrific. So I think she's a really good winning chance tomorrow. She's been a really good mare for Connections the whole career.
Yeah, well, you took her to Melton at the end of last season for the Breeders' Crown, and she was luckless in that final. But, ever since she resumed from that interstate trip, she's hardly missed a check, hasn't she?
And that's right. I think that trip's really helped her mature and develop as a racehorse. And, this preparation, she's been a lot more consistent, and she's another horse that's always raced at a fairly good level. So, as we know, mares in good form are always very hard to beat.
There you go. So that's My Venice Beach for race two. As I said, you've got a handful of drives. Any other strong chances at Menangle tomorrow night that we should be following?
I think My Venice Beach is my best drive. Franco Storm, he's the last start winner, place chance the first. And another horse I trained in the last, Burning Rubber, he's an each-way chance. So, but I think My Venice Beach is my best drive for the night.
All right, Blake. Well, thanks for your time this morning and best of luck over the weekend. Hopefully you crack that 1900 wins as a driver and, we'll certainly be watching you and wishing you luck.
No, thanks, Amanda. Hopefully it's tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so there you have it, Blake Fitzpatrick closing in on 1900 wins as a driver. And Cozzy, he also trains horses as well, and he's trained 646 winners, so he's nearing a milestone there as well. So he's just unstoppable, and look, not even a broken leg can put him out for too long. So, hats off to him. He does a fantastic job.
He'll be driving in a Superman cape the way he's going with the broken leg, Amanda.
We should make him one, actually.
I think you should. Yeah, the little promotion, have it flapping in the breeze behind him. All right.
exactly.
Fantastic. Have a great weekend.
Will do. I'm sure I'll be covering the Bankstown preview in about half an hour, so I'll speak to you then.
All right. We'll find a few winners. Good on you. Thanks, Amanda.
All right. Thanks, Blake. Thank you.
Amanda Rando there with Blake Fitzpatrick and on the pace. It is 20 to 11. It's Sky Sports Radio.